Hey, Redcasters, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ring the bell to be notified about our latest videos. Go Big Red.
It is Jack Hoffman of Team Jack coming out of the field right now in this fourth down and short.
For the Red Team.
Jack Hoffman has been adopted really by this football team. A young man who has battled brain cancer is on the field right now for the Huskers.
One more snap for Taylor Martinez, too, who will hand it off to Jack.
So Taylor gets the shotgun set, gives it to Jack. Here he goes. He's got blockers out in front.
There he goes.
Jack is running the midfield. Listen to this crowd as Jack Hoffman, the young man that, as I mentioned, has really been adopted by this football team, just scored a touchdown.
Oh, wow. What a moment.
And both benches empty.
That was a moment right there. Wow. Goosebumps.
Welcome to the Go Big Redcast, the Husker Fan Sports Show.
Welcome to the Go Big Redcast. I'm your host, Redcast Rob, and tonight we have a very, very special guest with us. Well, actually, we have two special guests with us. First off, we have a Vegas Jer here with us, and he is a huge, huge donor for Team Jack every single year. He leads the troops in raising money for the contest against the Minnesota fans in the Bits of Broken Chair trophy race to raise funds for respective childhood cancer organizations. And so last year, I think we raised somewhere between $15,000 and $17,000 as Husker fans for that organization. And then, oh gosh, I don't even know where to start with this one. Our extra special guest tonight, I think he's the founder of the Team Jack Foundation. He is the reason why we saw that clip there with the young six-year-old Jack running the touchdown at the spring game back in 2013. Was that 2013? I guess current free agent is how he's listed on Wikipedia. Formerly of the Houston, Texas Texans, also helping Tom Brady to a Super Bowl win with two touchdowns at one point in his career, drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. And, oh, he's also a former Husker great, as Rex Burkhead. How are you tonight, sir? Oh, you're not.
Rob, I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, absolutely. No, I appreciate you coming on. This is absolutely fantastic. And quite frankly, I'm a little bit overwhelmed with some of the support that we've gotten from everybody from over at Herd at Sports, over at Team Jack, to get you on here tonight and just do this special show. And I'm just extremely happy to have Vegas Jer with us, because he's become a very good friend of the show after hosting us out there in Minnesota. Just one of the best times, regardless of the result of the football game. I have to say that it was memories abound. You know, I'm going to first, I want to go through some housekeeping stuff for us, because we do have some sponsors I need to recognize, like Alumni Hall. Alumni Hall is your one-stop shop for all your Husker gear while visiting Lincoln, with two locations. One is at the South Point Pavilions on the backside of Barnes & Noble, and the other is down on P Street in downtown Lincoln. You can go down there right now. They've got some great sales going on. I keep getting all kinds of emails. Go online, subscribe to their email list. Buy your Christmas gifts for all those Husker fans out there, because Alumni Hall is out there, you know, supplying everybody with the best looking gear. Also to our friends, Shane and Laura over at Smack and Smooch. They do all of our Husker, or all of our Redcast, I should say, paraphernalia, the sweatshirt I'm wearing right now, the hat I've got on. Everything else, they can all, if you hit them up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they can also help you with some of your own, you know, logos and gear. And then, you know, finally right now, Team Jack. And I'm going to let Rex kind of do a commercial for Team Jack. Tell us about how you met young Jack and his family, how that kind of affected you and what led you to, you know, the position you are now, which I believe is like the head of the board of directors for Team Jack and what, according to the website, I should say. So, you know, maybe we can talk about that and how it ended up with him being on the field that day. And basically, I mean, that's a key Husker moment. I don't care if it was, you know, a real game or not. Like, that's something that I think if you had to put top 10 Husker football moments on there, that would have to be right there up there in the top 10.
Yeah, absolutely. It's up there at the top for me, Rob. You know, it's crazy to think Jack and I and his family, we met over 12 years ago now. It'd been 2011, my junior year in Nebraska. His spring game touchdown run there was 2013. But yeah, it pretty much started. Keith Zimmer, the life skills director at the university, came up to me one day and asked me, kind of told me about Jack and his situation. Just had been diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor, had surgery, and honestly, they didn't really know how much longer at that time he had to live. So it was kind of like a make-a-wish deal, and just asked me if I wanted to have lunch with him, meet him at the stadium one day, and just kind of said, yeah, absolutely. And so, we had lunch that day, got to run around on the field with him and his sisters, and just had a great time. Kicked it off with him, his dad, Andy, and mom, Bree. And, I wanted to stay in touch, just follow up and see how he was doing. And, you know, Coach Bellini was gracious enough. I kind of told him about the situation. He knew from Keith as well. And, you know, I went up to him one day and was like, hey, would you mind if Jack, came out to a practice? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And so, Coach Bo allowed him to come out to a practice. Then Bo came up to me. He's like, how about we invite him out to a game and he can come sit up in the suite? And I was like, sure, I'm sure he'd love that. kid from Nebraska. I think they would be all for that. So, that's kind of how it all started. Being a part of Team Jack has been unbelievable. Just seeing the support, not only from the state of Nebraska, but throughout the country as well. Throughout my career, even till this day, I got people all the time asking me, about Jack, or, oh, I saw that, spring game touchdown a while back. I mean, it's just so cool just to see the support that's even given to this day.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And it's what's even better to me is how much support Husker fans continue. I mean, when Husker fans give you 100%, they give you 300%. I mean, that is just how we are. I mean, we are just, straight to the point and tell you what we're about. And, our friend Jeremy here has gotten involved with Team Jack and doing the Bits of Broken Chair Trophy competition every year. And Jared, do you want to talk a little bit about how you got involved with that? Because I think Rex would kind of enjoy that story a little bit and, it's anything to do with them. So why don't you?
Yeah, for sure. And I got to just reiterate, man, that's got to be the top moment for me as a Husker fan. Every time I see that video, I tear up. Even when you're just playing it now, I was like, oh man, get these tears out of my eyes before the camera comes on. So that's just such a special moment. Man, what a just a proud moment to be a Nebraska football player on that field or even a fan just watching that. So, I think it was actually, I think it might have been the COVID year for me, or maybe the year before that. I'm ultra competitive, and especially with Minnesota people up here in Minnesota. And I'd never really heard about that trophy, to be honest. And all of a sudden I was on Twitter and I saw people were raising money. And I'm like, oh, we're not losing the Gophers here. And I just was, hell-bent to make sure we didn't lose that. And so every year I just kind of take it on myself just to tweet out. And I know people probably stop following me and whatever on Twitter because I hassle people to get every donation because every dollar matters. And, and just on the other side too, for the Gophers, they're doing the same thing. And I'm so proud for the Gophers to be doing that too, to be raising money for their cause too, the same thing for cancer research. So anytime we're able to help people that are going through something like that. And for me, like I was telling you guys earlier, man, I have two girls and I just think, had I at any point in their life find out that they got cancer, how devastating that would be. And the last thing I would want to be thinking about is how am I going to pay for my medical bills or how am I going to find money to do research for this to get it healed? And so you got an organization like Team Jack that is taking this money and just doing unbelievable things. And if we can come alongside and support, whether it's $5, $10, $10,000, every dollar, I mean, makes such a big difference. And if we can someday get rid of this awful disease, I mean, it's going to make it worthwhile. Then you're going to look back and be so thankful you donated whatever you did to help a cause like Team Jack. So, yeah, I think it's just such a great idea. I think both schools can really rally behind this. It's been something I've emailed Trev about several times that we could do such great things. You got 90,000 people coming into the football stadium. If we just had ways for them to donate there at the stadium during the game when we play the Gophers, how much money we could raise for Team Jack. So, but yeah, just a great cause. And man, Rex, everything you did for Nebraska and everything you did in the NFL, to me, that stuff is awesome. But this is going to be the legacy that you bring, you know, the rest of your life, is what you've started with Team Jack and helped continue on, is that's legacy stuff, man. That's way bigger than anything you could do on the field, for sure.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, Jeremy. You know, it's supporters, people like you, all across the state of Nebraska, that means the world to the foundation, and it mm-hmm. allows these kids to have better treatment options. You know, the foundation's raised over $10 million now for pediatric brain cancer research, and it's pretty incredible. And like I said, it's people like you that give their support time after time, year after year, to help these kids continually.
And one thing I should note too is, if you're watching on YouTube and you contribute to the super chat, I will put your question up there so you can ask a question directly to Rex. And as well, if you're asking it in the comments too, I'll throw your question up there. We're just looking to raise money. I know the Redcast, we're going to make a donation to Team Jack after this show. I've been doing some, you know, reads on our shows for Team Jack just before it, because, there's a few different foundations out there, but there's none like Team Jack when it comes to, Husker fans and Husker family. And so that's, I would say that it's money well donated. We're in that time of the year right now too, where, hopefully you're in the giving mood and just feel like doing something nice and good for other kids. And that would be, super special. But I mean, for now too, I mean, Rex, you grew up, you were born in Kentucky, sorry about that. You moved to Texas, a little bit better. And then how did you end up at Nebraska? And you played for Pelini your yep. career there. So, and you really, I mean, you had some playing time to begin. I don't think you ever redshirted, did you?
I did not. No.
And so by your junior year, you were pretty much, I think you're like, might be going to turn here, but like, we haven't had a whole lot of 1,000-yard rushers at Nebraska, between the time that you left and now. So, I mean, there may be one, I think maybe Abdullah, maybe, I think, but and maybe some others, but I'm terrible at that kind of stuff. That's more the other guys on the Redcast. But, so what was that like? I mean, going out there and just, tearing it up for the Huskers.
Yeah, no, it was an unbelievable 4 years. Couldn't ask for a better experience. The teammates I got to play with, the coaches I got to play for, was incredible. And I guess going back to your recruiting kind of question, why I chose Nebraska, I got two answers for that. One's a good story I like to tell people. The true answer is, it was the players, the people I met there, Coach Pelini. When I met with him, sat down with him, he didn't promise me anything. He said, you come here, work hard, you're going to have an opportunity to play early. And I truly respected that. That was the people I wanted to be around. You go on some of these visits and the coaches are, you're going to catch for 1,000 yards, rush for 1,000 yards, first year, making all these promises that, probably can't keep. And so, I love Coach Pelini, the culture there, the running backs that have been there previously, the tradition was unbelievable to me. And honestly, it was kind of a shock when I got there. I didn't know much about, Lincoln, Nebraska, or just the atmosphere, the facilities there were top notch, and it was just an unbelievable place. And so my other story is Coach Bupuchis, Coach JP, who was the special teams coordinator. He recruited my area at the time. He was down for a basketball practice of mine in high school. And this is kind of getting that decision time. And he was there. Coach Beck was there. And the Texas A&M running back coach was there. And it was kind of between those two teams at the time. And we're just shooting basketball after practice. And, you know, Coach JP, I don't think he's made a shot the whole time. Like, just the form is awful, you know, nothing going in. And then all of a sudden he picks it up half court. He's like, Rex, if I make this, you have to come to Nebraska. He's saying this right in front of the Texas A&M coach. He underhand chunks it. And I kid you not, it goes right in the hoop, swishes it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the A&M coach is Randy Jordan. He's actually still coaching the NFL. I think he's with the Colts, Colts running back coach right now. Just dropped his head and shook it. And he's like, well, you know, what can I do about fate? So Coach JP likes to tell a lot of people that's the, you know, true reason I came there. But pretty neat backstory to it all.
Did he like at least like – stop afterwards and go horse motherfucker.
No, but it was something else. It was funny. It did give me a little boost. Like, all right, this is the right decision.
Oh,
and nowadays you got these kids, you know, basically nobody wants to learn how to make a layup or make a regular jump shot, right? Everybody's shooting up 3-point shots. Like my 16-year-old, he can't hit a free throw to save his life. He can't hit a pull-up jumper to save his life. He can't make a layup. But I swear to God, you give him the ball behind the 3-point line and even at half court, and he will make 8 out of 10 every single time.
Rex, what I want to know is, did you make him prove it?
What's that?
Did you make him prove it? Did he have to do it again just to prove it wasn't fate?
Oh, no. It was a one-time deal.
I was going to say, if I was him, I would have never shot again.
Yeah. No, I don't think he did. I just
landed Rex. I'm not shooting another basketball. Right. Yeah. Hey, Rex, what high school did you play at in Texas then?
Plano Senior High.
Okay, gotcha. How were you guys? I mean, Texas football is legendary down there, so –
yeah, we were pretty good. We were lost in this. The furthest we made it was the state semifinals. We lost to Euless Trinity, who ended up winning the state championship. We lost to them in triple overtime, I want to say it was. So we lost to the eventual state champion 3 of my 4 years there.
Oh, man.
Okay. Our game was always the best. They end up blowing everyone out, but
yeah,
ours was always a good one. So my actual only championship I had before my Super Bowl was in basketball. Freshman year, we won a state championship. So,
awesome.
And you were varsity all 4 years in both sports, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
being, what are you, about 5'10"? So, were you a point guard?
So I was a shooting guard my freshman and sophomore year. Our point guard was actually Mr. Basketball in Texas.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, he was a couple years older than me, and he's still playing overseas, actually.
Okay.
But then once he graduated, I kind of became that point guard my junior and senior year.
Okay.
Nice. Cool. Nice. So which did you like better, football or basketball? I mean, you know, I don't want to say your NFL career is over because you're technically still a free agent, right? But I mean, you know, which one did you like playing more?
Yeah, no, I enjoyed football was kind of always my true love. But, you know, when Space Jam came out when I was younger, I was kind of hooked on basketball too. Yeah. So I was a big MJ fan and, you know, growing up in Dallas, Dirk Nowitzki, you know, is kind of the guy around here. So had some good years watching them as well. But no, I mean, football, it runs in my family. My brother, he played high school, played in college, went to Harvard, played there. My dad, he played football, tried out in the NFL for a couple years. So it's always kind of run through the bloodline.
Very nice. Very nice. And are you, separate yourself from the player, are you a Cowboys fan as well?
I did grow up a Cowboys fan.
Let's go.
Jeremy. I only brought that up because Jeremy is a Cowboys fan.
My next question was going to be, when did you move to Texas? Because you had to have been there in the glory years of those Cowboys.
Well, he was. I mean, Rex was just a kid during those glory
years. Yeah, I was. I was 6 years. I moved to Texas when I was 6.
Okay.
So yeah, kind of right after that Super Bowl, they won there, and so some good years and bad years, but
it's been kind of skinny the last 30 years now, so it's been a struggle. So I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I joked I had the UNLV Running Rebels, which was before your time, but they were unbelievable basketball team when I was a kid, and the Cowboys were unbelievable and the Huskers were unbelievable, and ever since I got to college, nothing's gone right for my teams.
It's funny too, and the guys on the Redcast like to give me a bunch of crap for it, but you know, I grew up in Northern California. My grandfather came out from Gothenburg, Nebraska to California during the Upton Sinclair era. So it would have been like in the 30s sometime. He jumped on a train and rode the train as a hobo all the way out to the, basically out to the Bay Area. And he worked in the shipyards and whatnot out there. And, but when I, about around the time that I was in high school, probably my sophomore, junior year, my cousin Jay had just graduated from Wyoming and got drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals football team before they moved to Phoenix. And then he eventually signed as a Plan B free agent to the Dallas Cowboys and then ended up winning Super Bowls with them. And at the same time I was in college, I went to Sonoma State University, which is just a small state school up in Northern California, and was friends new associated with Larry Allen.
Allen, I was going to say. Yeah.
Very big school. So it's really easy to say you basically knew everybody that went there, you know? And so Larry was there and then he got drafted. And so, of course, I'm not going to say I'm a Cowboys fan because I'm not, but I definitely rooted for the Cowboys during that time because, one, I had a family member on the team, and two, I had Larry on the team. So that was pretty fun, especially because I've never been a 49er fan. I've always been a Raiders fan. So, you know, it was just one of those things for me where it was fun to root against the 49ers with all my buddies up at college, you know, who were Niner fans. Right. So that was a good time.
I was going to ask Russ, real quick, I just wanted to get back to the Jack stuff and just ask you, you had mentioned you've raised over $10 million. So can you talk about just some of the stuff that they've been able to do with that $10 million and some of like, whether it's with the hospitals or the different families they've been able to help, like how is that money being used through Team Jack?
A bunch of trials, you know, research being done out in Omaha, of course, there. You know, whether that's just finding new ways to help with the treatments, you know, clinical trials, you know, just allowing these kids to have better options. And so, you know, Jack, he does a lot of checkups up in Boston. And so there's things being done with them, connecting, you know, certain institutions with certain doctors and all that. And so really the big thing is, you know, funding these doctors to help them have the funds, or I guess the money to you know, help with research, help them find better ways for these kids. And so that's what the money's going to. Cool. And finding these better treatment options, and you know, a lot of the options are over 30 years old, and so you know, pediatric brain cancer is considered a rare disease, so there's not by the government, and so there's not a lot of funding going to it. And so it's people like y'all and you know, all across the state, that this funding and research for is very important to get for the kids.
Cool. And then the other question I was going to ask is, I know the NFL does that My Ways now with their cleats. Were you ever able to do that? And did you ever do it for Team Jack or?
Yeah, My Cause, My Cleats. Yes, I did. I did it for, pretty much my whole career. Once they started, I'm trying to remember the year they started it.
Very cool.
And then we would auction it off at the Team Jack Gala in February. It always did really well. We actually, it was the year after Jack's father, Andy, passed away.
Yep.
They had a tribute on the cleats. They actually had Andy's picture on there. The person that designed it was really neat. And we had, it was an auction item, a live auction item.
Yeah.
And pretty, crazy story, quick story, but, so there's two people bidding in the room. The room's humongous, you know, in the hotel, you know, banquet hall. And so there's a family guy bidding on one side of the room. And then it's the Hoffman family on the other side. Well, this guy has no idea he's bidding against the Hoffman family.
Yep.
And so he ends up winning the cleats. And then actually afterwards ends up giving them to Jack. And like it was this very like cool. The coolest thing, you know. Yeah. Very emotional. The family
that's
was
awesome, you know, man. What a moment! That is,
but, that's very pretty cool. Neat story.
See, that's why we have you on right now, so that you can tell stories like that.
That's really
cool. You know, I got invited by Herdat actually to come out for Team Jack last year. I'm hoping they invite me again this year because I just started a new job with a company that's based out of Nebraska. I'll even name drop them right now. Aloe Fiber, best internet you're ever going to get out of Nebraska here and here in Colorado. And I just started a job with them, and I'm hoping that involved not only through Aloe, who will sponsor everything and anything these, you know, when in getting involved in local communities, but also with Herd At. So I'm really hoping I get to come out for that, because I hear it is just like the event of a lifetime, you know, if you get an opportunity to attend. So I'm really hoping that I can make that happen and come out. And
Is that in Omaha? Is that where they do that?
Isn't it? I think it's in Lincoln, isn't it, Rex?
I'm sorry. What
the team Jack, the gala. That's
yes, it's in Lincoln.
It's in Lincoln. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I can't remember where they did it, but where do they usually hold it at?
Cornhusker. Yeah.
Oh, the Cornhusker. Okay.
At the Cornhusker. Yeah, nice.
Very cool.
So, man, that's just great. So like your whole career too. I mean, obviously, like this is constantly something on your mind. How often do you talk to Jack?
Yeah, we were actually texting a couple of weeks ago. It's, you know, over Thanksgiving, and I had seen some pictures that his uncles had posted about, you know, them and the deer blind, and was asking him if he got any. He sent me a picture back of his youngest sister Reese, you know, end up getting one. So
nice.
Yeah, no, we keep in touch. You know, he's looking at some colleges right now and everything, and just to see how he's doing. But you know, he's got a strong family, you know, and you know, after the passing of his dad, it's just great to know that he has help and, you know, support. You know, in Atkinson there, there's some great people and families there, but just knowing that they're there for them, you know, is really neat.
Yeah, you know, he's playing football too, isn't he now? Didn't he like get the go ahead from his doctors to play?
Plays some football. It's crazy. Just thinking everything he's been through, and you know, I guess when we met, he was 6 years old at the time, and so now a senior in high school is pretty crazy.
Yeah, make you feel old in a hurry.
Yeah,
he's looking to going to college. Obviously, I mean, we know where he's going to end up. Let's not fool anybody here. You know, I mean, that's we know he's going to be a Cornhusker. I don't think there's any doubt in that. And, you know, it'd be kind of cool to see him get somehow be involved with the team, whether it's like an assistant or something like that, right? Like how great of a story would that be? You know, I'm going to kind of move it a little bit past Team Jack a little bit here, because I don't think I've ever had a Super Bowl winning, you know, player on the show yet. We've had quite a few former Huskers. We've even had this one guy, he's kind of famous. People know him. This guy, Tom Osborne, he was on here one time with us. Yeah, nice guy.
Yo.
Pretty good coach, you know. What was that like? I mean, you get to the NFL, you're on Cincinnati, right? At the time, I'm trying to think of who your quarterback was back then, but I can't think.
Andy Dalton.
Right. And then
the Red Rifle.
That's right.
Four years you were there. You spent a lot of time on special teams, but you were still scoring, you know, you scored what with Cincinnati? You scored a touchdown with them, I think, a receiving touchdown. If I recall. Sorry, I did a lot of reading about up on you before.
Yeah, no, you're good.
And then you find yourself, I think, a free agent, right? And you end up with New England. And I mean, talk about just stepping right into it. I mean, you've got probably, and I, again, as my hatred for 49ers at growing up, the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady. Sorry, Joe. And, you know, you come onto that team. I think you were playing some special teams, but you ended up like having what, like 8 touchdowns or something like that your first year with them. You know, what was that experience like for you? And then, you know, going to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl, all of that on the field. That's just incredible stuff.
Yeah, no, it was unbelievable. The Patriots, you know, they had just come off beating the Falcons and that crazy, you know, comeback. And so getting there, I realized quickly the expectation level. And, you know, Bill, he does a great job of doing that from day one. And so being there, you know, being able to play with Tom, so many great players, you know, of course, Julian, Rob, you know, Matthew Slater on special teams, and get to, you know, be coached by Bill. It's just an unbelievable experience. And then, you know, we made it all the way to Super Bowl my first year, end up losing to Philly, but then being right back there the second year, same year my first son was born. Oh, and cool. So it was pretty special. You know, he got to go on a plane ride, you know, 2 months in. I don't think my first plane ride was until I was like 13 years old. So, pretty wild and, you know, crazy year it was, but, couldn't ask for a better experience there in New England. Definitely sports town. Bruins Celtics games were awesome. And, yeah, after winning that Super Bowl and having the parade down there in the historic, you know, downtown area is pretty unreal.
Yeah, that's awesome. Boston's a crazy city. I don't know how else to describe it. It's
sports, sports crazy up there.
There's sports crazy. Like, I mean, the only time I've ever been there, I was only there for about two nights. It was a business trip, and I was in a sports bar, which was downtown. So there was mostly tourists, but there was a couple locals there. And I quickly realized, like, there is no point in talking about sports with them. Like, you just let them talk because if you, like, root for any team that's outside of Boston, you might as well just, you know, be the devil. And and so you just smile and nod politely a lot. And anyone who knows, it's really hard for me to keep my mouth shut about stuff like that. And, you know, I just sat there and smiled and nodded politely. Especially as a Raiders fan, I have nothing to say. Yeah.
Rex, I'll throw out three questions, kind of all the same though. Who would be the best Husker you played with? Who would you say the best Husker you played with? Who would you say the best college player you played against was? And then who is the best NFL player you played with? Can't say Tom Brady. Anybody but Tom Brady. Who would you say?
Wow. Holy smokes. Okay, so let's start first or the best player I played with. I mean, Sue was on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And then Levante David. I mean, I would say those two are pretty high up there on my list.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, those guys were unbelievable. Okay, the second one here, who is it I played with?
Who's the best college player you played against?
Oh, man, it would have been Chris Borland.
Okay.
He was a Wisconsin linebacker.
Okay.
His career was cut short in the NFL. I think he had a bunch of concussion issues and
head
stuff going on, but he was unbelievable. I just remember having a little toss play once, and the lineman in front of me, you know, pulling around, went to cut him, and he just like jumped over him, you know, Superman, and ended up tackling me, and it was just one of those bam bam plays. I was like, that's an unbelievable play. And so he just played so low to the ground. He was a very he was just everywhere, you know, flying around. And so the third one,
and then the NFL me.
And then the NFL, the best.
Yeah, who would you say the best player you played with in the NFL, excluding Tom Brady? Because I know everybody's going to say he's the GOAT, but I like, obviously he's up there. Who else would you say as a teammate?
Yeah, wow. Oh, man. There's so many. Because in Cincinnati, we had a lot of talent. So I had A.J. Green.
Yeah, ask about that.
He's good. Yeah.
AJ Green, his prime was pretty unreal.
Yeah.
Did you play with – was T.J. Husman – T.J. Husman-Zada wasn't on
– He wasn't there.
He was earlier. He was earlier.
At my age, they all blend together. I just want to be clear. Yeah.
Yeah, Gronk in New England. He's this – I don't think people realize how big he is and how fast he actually is. I mean, he's all 6'8" there is.
Yeah.
And then he was running 20, 21 miles per hour down on the field. And so it's this.
I'm going to add one more to you. So Texas high school football is obviously king when it comes to football, in my opinion. Did you have any other players on your high school team that made it pro?
Oh, man. So on my team, no.
Okay.
I want to say right now my high school has 5 guys in the league.
Really? Okay.
Right now. And that's not including – so I went to Plano Senior High, and then there's a Plano East and a Plano West.
Okay, gotcha.
And so I think at one point there was like 15 from all three schools in the NFL. And so, yeah, there's been quite a few that come through there.
Yeah, Texas is just – man, it's unreal the talent that comes out of that state. It's crazy.
Yeah, and so our rival was Allen High School growing up, which is where Kyler Murray went.
Okay.
And Allen High School alone, when Kyler Murray was drafted, I want to say it was 4 guys from that high school were drafted in the first 4 rounds.
Holy moly. Yeah. My brother-in-law, he lives in Lincoln now, but he lived for many years in Longview, and he's a diehard Longview High School football. I mean, he watches every game. I mean, on YouTube and keeps track of them. So they actually just lost to a team. We had Nebraska had a recruit, Lacey, was committed. He decommitted now, but he was playing for the team that beat him in that thing. But just watching, you're like, man, this is like watching, I mean, minor league college football. These guys are so good at high school. It's crazy.
Oh yeah. It's wild. Yeah. I mean, we were playing teams that had, you know, their defenses, every single one were Division I players at times. Like it was wild.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's
oh, cool.
That's pretty crazy. I had a question that I was going to ask, and but now all of a sudden I can't remember it just because I'll listen. Like I was trying to figure out how many pros did come out of Plano, Texas. And that's, there's quite a few. I don't even know where to start, you know, like start counting on them. One of the things too, that I always like to ask to my guests too, is do you have any other like serious hobbies out, like right now? I think we kind of talked about a little bit before that you just started picking up the golf clubs, but outside of that, do you have any hobbies that you have, kind of like any like weird, like I collect comic books and comic book art and stuff like that. Like, is there anything that you do that, you know, people wouldn't expect coming from you?
Collectible wise, not really. I mean, I grew up collecting football, baseball cards, all that. I got binders full in boxes, but I love fishing. So fishing and golf are kind of my two things. You know, I like to do in my spare time. So I go, my oldest son, he loves to play some golf. So there's a little 6-hole course we'll go and play quite a bit. But other than that, man, I'm busy with them. I coach their sports team. So I just coached their flag football season this past year for the first time. That was a lot of fun. And then my youngest son, they're only a grade apart, so they both got to play on each other's team. And then my oldest son, he just started up his basketball season, so I'm helping coach there. So that's about really it with my time right now. But I would say golf is probably number one. I didn't grow up playing. Got my first set of real clubs my rookie year. That was back when Nike was still making them. I had a little deal with Nike, and so got them off the website, and that's kind of really when I started. And then the last couple of years, started really trying to get better at it.
Yeah. So what's your low round?
My low round's a 75.
Woo! That's good.
I've been playing golf for 30 years. I've never broke. I played TPC with Jerry, and I don't even want to talk about my score. I think I still have nightmares about it.
I don't think I can count that high.
No, so I know.
Rex, do you play on a local course, or are you at a club, or where do you typically play?
Yeah, so Waters Creek, it's kind of East Plano, Allen area. It's a public course. They got a 9-hole, a 18, and then their 6-hole is actually lit up at night. So it's a really cool setup. Yeah, and the boys, it's easy with them to take them over there. But I also play Canyon Creek Country Club. Where I'm a part of, and this, so they just redid their whole course this past year, and so they just reopened it, and it's in good shape. So a lot of people are excited about that.
Cool, that's awesome. With 75, that's for just picking it up. That's pretty good, man.
Appreciate it.
So what'd you shoot on the back nine?
The other question I have: do you have a hole in one ever?
I do. I do, actually.
God, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
So Jeremy's got this, they call it the birdie board at his house. Because everyone's both play. Actually, his oldest daughter last year won the Minnesota State Championship in golf, right? So she's pretty talented. And I think, I don't know if she's going off to college next year or the following year, but they have a birdie wall up there. So every hole at TPC, if you birdie that hole, you get your name and they color in a special color for you and they color it in. Right. So like, you know, depending on how many birdies you have, I'm on the wall, but I'm for the 19th hole.
he birdied
the 19th hole for sure. So that's cool. That's what they gave me, was the birdie on the 19th hole. Cause
I love it.
Yeah, I only had like one birdie putt, I think, the entire day, and those greens are slick.
Rex, we'll have to, for the Team Jack event, you need to put like a auction for a foursome, and you're part of the foursome to golf with, man. I guarantee that'd go for some money for Team Jack.
There we go. That's a good idea.
Even better, Jerry, you can put your money where your mouth is and have a foursome out at TPC.
I got it.
Yeah, do it at TPC.
We'll do it up here for sure.
I like that. I like that.
I'd love to host you up here and have a group of people come out and play. That'd be great. So,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So I mean, I guess, you know, at this point, you know, I think we have pretty much talked about everything in from your NFL career to your Husker career to Team Jack. And is there anything that you want to, you know, just put out there into the universe, like any other like special things that you're doing right now, any events for Team Jack that are coming up that people can contribute to, anything like that?
Yeah. You know, of course, we've got the gala coming up in February. Anyone's interested in going to, and then we will have our, you know, golf tournament there in Lincoln, in the summer again. So, you know, of course there's numerous other events, but those are kind of, you know, two. The golf one is really, you know, a lot of former Husker players, Brent Qualley, Jeremiah Searles really helped that one out a bunch. So, any interest in those or donating or whatever way you want to help out, feel free to, and then just want to thank you all for your support. Everyone who's listening, who's supported Team Jack over the years. You know, it means the world, not only to me, but the Hoffman family and just everyone at the foundation and, you know, who has supported Team Jack throughout the years. So, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, and if you'll stick around for a couple minutes afterwards, after we're off air, I have a question for you off air that I want to ask. And, you know, and then, you know, with that, I would just like to say thank you for everyone for another Go Big Redcast.
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
Yeah.
Heard at Sports Network Production.